With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is the final day of the Supreme Court's current term, and a half dozen decisions have yet to be released. Big win for pro-lifers in a high court ruling yesterday, a 6-3 decision. The court ruled that South Carolina can withhold funding from Planned Parenthood. With the deadline he set fast approaching, President Trump is pressing Congress to get her done, pass that big, beautiful bill.
As Senate Republicans struggle with how to cut billions of dollars from health care, the president is touting the signature domestic policy bill. He told a White House audience that Congress needs to pass the legislation
to secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream.
The president said the measure includes record tax and spending cuts, plus more money for border enforcement. He wants it on his desk by July 4th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president brings word of the signing of a trade deal with China. We're awaiting details. The president expects to seal a deal with another major trading partner, India, soon. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson urging the gunman who ambushed, shot and wounded two city police officers last night to turn himself in. If he doesn't, Johnson says, there is no escaping the long arm of the law.
Know that the men and women of this department, on this police force, they're going to find you, they're going to arrest you, and you're going to be brought to justice anyway.
Both officers, six-year veterans of the Milwaukee PD, one suffers non-life-threatening injuries, but the other officer was critically wounded. They were ambushed as they responded to a call of a man with a gun and shots fired. On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures positive so far. Dow futures up 106 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 70 points. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
Lawmakers in the state spent a lot of time promoting the LGBT agenda and then watching the courts knock down their laws. The latest case features a Christian camp which has won the right not to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the camp, and now the state is backing down, agreeing to let the camp alone and exempt all other religious facilities from its LGBT orders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's high school sports federation have violated federal civil rights law. They did so by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The Department of Education announced the finding and proposes a resolution that would require California to bar males from competing against females in sports, but also required that the state strip transgender athletes of records, titles, and awards. This is SRN News. Microsoft rolling out a change that, for many PC users, could take some getting used to.
Nearly every Windows user has had a run-in with the infamous blue screen of death at some point in their computing life. Now, after 40 years of being set against a very recognizable blue, the updated error message will soon be displayed across a black background. The changes to the notorious error screen are part of broader efforts by Microsoft to improve the resiliency of the Windows operating system in the wake of last year's CrowdStrike incident, which crashed millions of Windows machines worldwide. Microsoft says it's streamlining what users experience when encountering unexpected restarts that cause disruptions, and that means a makeover to the infamous error screen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Find more details at srnnews.com.